A bipartisan duo of Arkansas legislators plan to file a bill this session to end wage theft in the workplace. Ozarks at-large's Jacqueline Froelich recently spoke with a state wage theft expert as well as the bill's sponsor and has this report.
Wage theft occurs when an employer intentionally withholds workers' pay or benefits. The Fair Labor Standards Act, the federal act, mandates minimum wage and compensation issues be enforced by the Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division, but inadequate enforcement has led to what some are characterizing as an epidemic of wage theft in America. The national nonprofit Interfaith Worker Justice Group claims wage theft affects hundreds of thousands of workers nationwide, particularly in low-wage jobs. The Northwest Arkansas Workers Justice Center, based in Springdale, hosts forums on the subject and occasionally stages public shaming campaigns in front of businesses accused of wage theft to bring attention to the issue. Spokesperson Anna Aguayo.
Yes, wage theft takes multiple forms in our communities. You find wage theft in the manners of not being paid minimum wage, not being paid overtime, sometimes seeing some irregularities in your paycheck where maybe you worked 45 hours and you're not seeing that overtime, or you work 40 hours but you're not getting paid the full 40 hours. Sometimes we also see it as employers' discount from workers' checks for certain things that should not be discounted from their checks. And other times, wage theft takes the form of getting no wages at all.
80% of the cases managed by the Northwest Arkansas Workers Justice Center are wage theft.
And some of the cases that we receive are also based, it's not just wage theft specific. Sometimes we see workers' compensation involved, discrimination to harassment, even threatening from the employer as a tactic to intimidate workers to not speak up about their being owed.
Mm-hmm. Workers can attempt to recover their wages by filing a complaint with the Department of Labor. And Anna Aguayo says her group can serve as advocate.
You know, it's really difficult for a worker here in Arkansas to recover owed wages. The current system as it stands doesn't guarantee you like immediate services for you to be able to recover your rightfully owed wages. Right now, you're looking at filing with the Department of Labor. It could take up from 3 to 9 months to like find a decision in the case, and that's only a decision. Then you have to litigate. If you were to go through small claims court, which is another avenue, it could take up to 2 months. But then again, if the judge files on your favor, then it's still your responsibility to recover or to reclaim those wages. And, you know, the way we try to help our community is by trying to get attorneys in our community to take these cases. Some attorneys are not that attracted when the amount is, let's say, $500, whereas $15,000, right? The difference in the amount. But wage theft is theft, and that's something that we need to fix at the legislative level.
Anna Aguayo and her organization have been working closely with Democratic State Representative Greg Letting, District 86, Fayetteville, who's sponsoring an anti-wage theft bill this legislative session. Again, he gave it a go during the 2011 legislative session where it stalled.
We were able to get this out of the Public Health, Welfare, and Labor Committee in the House, and we got it to the House floor, but unfortunately we came up a few votes shy. I forget the exact margin. It wasn't an overwhelming defeat, but it wasn't razor thin either. We had a few colleagues who were simply concerned about making sure that we weren't placing too much of a burden on small business owners, and that's certainly not what we want to do. We want to make sure that the legislation targets the bad actors.
The bill was assigned to interim study and will be refiled.
Senator John Woods, Republican from Springdale, and I are now planning to introduce this legislation here within the next week or so. We do have bipartisan support. We still have a few concerns that we're trying to work through, but we're both confident that we'll see this legislation pass.
And worker advocate Anna Aguayo says the proposed measure, as they say, will have some pretty sharp teeth.
So the objectives of our bill is to prohibit illegal deductions from all wages, regardless if it's whether minimum wage, overtime, or promised wages. We want to establish a deadline for payment of all wages, regardless if the employment has ended or not. And we also want to have a penalty for late payments of any wages available either by a lawsuit or by through the Department of Labor enforcement. And finally, we want to define compensable time for purposes of wage payment statute within the Federal Labor Standards Act. So what, in essence, what we're trying to do is help establish a sense of accountability with employers so that workers can expect their check within a week if they're terminated, right? Or regardless if they're terminated or not, but that they don't have to go through month after month without, you know, their rightful paycheck.
According to a study published in 2011 by the Progressive States Network, Arkansas is among 20 states where wage theft laws have been found to be grossly inadequate. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more about wage theft, visit the Northwest Arkansas Workers' Justice Center at nwawjc.org.